Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 431 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 13, The Revenge of Zenaku.
It aired on April 27th, 2002, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
He back, baby. So is Jill. This is her third episode? Third or fourth episode this season?
So at least her second. Let me go back here.
I think it's her third.
This would be her third.
Dope. Welcome back, Jill. Hopefully you do good.
Welcome back, Each.
Each. What do I do? If you're new here. Hey. Hi, thanks. What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And honestly, Wild Force has been good and like intriguing for the last like five episodes, maybe seven. I don't know. It's been good for a while.
I think after episode five, it's pretty fine.
Yeah.
It's a baseline of fine, and then it like goes up from there.
Yeah. So if you want to, I would consider watching this if you haven't, if you've never seen it, instead of just us talking about it. Don't let those first four episodes, well, I guess the third and the fourth episode are the really bad ones.
Yeah.
And two isn't great. And one is fine, and four is dookie, but then yeah, after five, it picks up and it pretty much stays up, to varying degrees of up. So yeah, we're gonna go watch The Revenge of Zenaku right now.
Wild time. Back and we just watched The Revenge of Zenaku.
We did.
It was pretty good.
It was a good one.
I do feel like before we get into like the real deep dive meat of the episode, I do feel like all the Zenaku episodes are starting to be kind of the same.
They are all kind of bleeding together because they all do have that same structure.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many more of them we can get away with before I'm gonna get very over it.
Right.
But for now, as long as the stuff in between the cookie cutter structure stuff is good, I'm okay. Cause like this one had a lot of good Taylor stuff.
It did.
And you know I'm here for that. She's my wife. And I love that about her. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's where our archives are. You can go listen to old episodes. Also, according to the episode that went up today, so an episode 2 weeks ago. You said that the Classics Archives would be up and going.
I did say that.
Any update on those?
Well, we're recording this on Labor Day.
Yes.
And so I'm not doing that today. No. but that is like what I have planned to do tomorrow. So they will definitely, okay. You'll definitely be able to go subscribe to those.
Okay. So there should be.
They'll only update once probably, but.
Yeah, I mean,
but you'll have access to everything through a podcatcher, which is, I think, a little more convenient for some people
than trying to download each episode.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So yeah, those are going to be the Morphin Classic Volume 1 and 2. Volume 1 is up through the end of Season 3, and Volume 2 is Alien Rangers through In Space.
Yeah, that should all fit into each individual.
I think we did
thing.
The math, and it does fit.
Yeah,
so. It's going to be the most amount of complete seasons we can fit into 150 episodes because that's how our weird – that's the weird way we do things.
And, that's,
you know,
that's,
it's not good, but it's what we got.
That's how we kept it as cheap as possible.
Yep. Look, it costs $0. And to be fair, it still only costs about $15 a year. So
yeah.
I think we're doing okay. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Cameo Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbean, Podbaby, PodCrystal. PodCrystal is a podcast catcher where... I got nothing. What is PodCrystal?
It's
new agey. It sounds mystic.
Yeah, it's all your like...
You're it's like, just horoscopes.
It's like horoscopes.
Everyone loves a horoscope all of a sudden.
Horoscopes and yoga and like whatever weird alternative medicine uses the crystal energy.
Yeah,
it's all Reiki. those kind of podcasts, and the Morphin Grid, and Rabbits.
And us and Rabbits, of course. Rabbits is on everyone. It's a universal constant in every universe. I think Pod Crystal, you have to put in your birth. You have to put in your star chart from when you were born. And then it'll be like, okay, here's the podcasts that you need to listen to according to this weird astrology thing.
Right, every... You can set it up you can get a weekly podcast horoscope or a daily if you want.
If you want. And I don't mean to alienate what I'm going to conservatively estimate to be 90% of our listeners, because all of a sudden everyone got really into astrology, which is complete bull honky. But like, I don't know. I just don't know why it blew up all of a sudden. All of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, the random occurrence of when your parents to make you. 9 months later, this is how you're going to be forever. That doesn't seem like anything to me, but everyone seems to be really into it. And Pod Crystal uses that to give you podcasts.
I haven't noticed this becoming a thing more than...
Oh boy, howdy. Any more it's than just usual. There's just so many tweets from people I follow. They're like, oh, Libras. And I'm like, well, who can't? What? What does that mean? What are you even talking about? It's like, okay. I hope you're all having fun. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating and review,
please keep listening to us.
Please keep listening. I'm sorry if I just alienated everybody. I just don't understand it.
We actually love astrology, so.
All the things that you like, hey, we like that stuff too, and would never make fun of it on our podcast.
Despite our signs being different, probably.
Yeah,
we still could Gemini's like the same things. Gemini's always being twins.
There's always two of me, Josh. And I, you know, I was born on the cusp of Cancer, so I'm also a crab.
Yeah, and I'm an Aquarius, which explains why I sweat so much while I sleep.
It's ironic because you don't like water that much.
No, but I'm always wet in the morning.
Just always damp. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get the cool stuff in return. We're recording this right after the first of the month. And as is tradition, people's cards have been declined. So no pressure or anything. But just make sure your card stuff is up to date. Because, like, you don't know how much. If it's not going through Patreon, your bills might not go through. So just, double check. But we did pass the milestone to watch a couple more episodes, 5 more episodes of Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. We haven't done that yet. And I don't know if this is a bad idea or not, because I don't know how long I will be in town, but I'm going to be visiting you in Kentucky in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have the time, let's just crank out 2 episodes to watch 1.5 hours of Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters. Probably will not have the time for that.
Probably not. I don't know. I don't know what your trip is going to actually look like.
Honestly, I have no idea. So... We have a vague idea of it. No idea what the logistics are going to actually be. So sooner or later, we're going to get those 2 episodes out to Patreon. They're available to all patrons at the $1 level or above.
Check them out.
They're fun. We do talk about the show, but mostly we talk about not the show.
Yeah.
So that's, that happens. I have been considering just, like, watching the whole thing just for funsies for me.
Do it. You own it. Like, no one can stop you.
I do. I think about it a lot, and I would like DHX Media to let me make a new show, and I could do it for very cheap, and everyone would love it, because everyone loves when old shows come back, no matter what the show is. People just love the idea of nostalgia, and so if you go, hey, do you remember the show Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills from the 90s? They'll go, no, but I love it because the 90s. Thank God it's back. And then they'll watch it and you'll make money.
You will get a group of people that go, oh, yes, that is my childhood. Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills is my childhood.
And then they will be like, you ruined it.
You ruined my childhood. Is you went back and smothered it in the crib.
You ruined it by making a new season of this show that I only remember seeing once on USA at 3 p.m. at my Nana's house. And it's like, well, sorry, everybody, but I do really want to make a season of it. I think there's legs there. Anyway, you want to jump in?
Yeah.
We don't have to do it. It's Monday, so we don't got to do any of the housekeeping stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
We start off with the pool squirting right out the gate. We hit the ground running.
Yep.
It's Zenaku, according to Shayla. She's like, it's Zenaku. Doing what? Nothing. He yeah, just that... is.
That drove me nuts because the pool goes off and she's like, oh my God, Zenaku.
It's Zenaku.
And we cut to him just like chilling in the woods playing his flute. And I'm like, why did that trigger the fountain?
There, he has a line in a second that like
doesn't actually come to fruition at any point in the episode. Yeah.
Nothing happens because of it, but like maybe that's what it is. So we cut down to Zenaku and he's just playing his flute, minding his own business. And Toxica comes up and she's real flirty. And I guess an episode that starts off with the pool squirt, and you got to know we're in for something. So Toxic comes up. She's like, oh, Zenaku, ha, 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 fancy meeting you here. You come here often to the woods to play your flute?
Love your leathers.
I would love to play your flute for you. That might have to get cut. And yeah, she's like, yeah, wow, great wolf face. And he's like, hey, get out of here. I'm meeting somebody. And so maybe that's why the pool squirted, because like he has a dastardly meeting plan.
Right.
But we never see him meet anybody. No, because
you think maybe he means like, I'm waiting for the Power Rangers to get here.
Maybe.
But when they do get there, and spoilers, there's Power Rangers in the Power Rangers episode.
In like 1 minute.
He's like, what are you doing here? So it was not them.
No. So... And even if it was them, does that mean the pool's like, we're going to fight Zenaku in the future, so you need to get down there to fight Zenaku right now?
the pool just made a prophecy of you will fight him soon, so yeah, you need to go down there so you can fight him soon.
It's just weirdly recursive. But she's like super horned up for him, and she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're working for Master Org. And he's like, I don't work for Master Org. And she's like, well, yeah, I guess with what happened 3,000 years ago, it'd be hard to get on the same page. And he's like, what happened 3,000 years ago? And she turns around. She's like, he doesn't remember. Which, again, this is kind of what we're talking about, how every episode's the same. Every episode we get like one more little piece of the puzzle, but like it's not enough, I don't think.
Right, but it has to like reset the border of the puzzle first.
Yeah. And I think we should just maybe finish the puzzle and move on. Or give me like 4 or 5 pieces of the puzzle. Give me a whole flashback episode at this point. You know, instead of like teasing me. Rangers roll up. Toxica dips. She's like, oh, you ruin everything. You have the worst timing. And then so she leaves. And then he immediately calls the Dark Wild Zords.
I was wondering at this point in the episode, and I had to check to make sure that we did not... Like, Netflix didn't, like, glitch out and just zip us to the end of the episode.
Skip to the end?
Because it felt like.
It's definitely it's minute 17, get a Zord fight in there, you know? But it's minute 2. it's very quick in the episode. So he calls the Dark Wild Zords. They make Predazord. The Rangers call the Megazord. They don't fight yet, but they're about to. But then Zenaku calls the new Dark Zords, Dark Wild Zords. And the elephant runs in and attacks him.
Just slams into him.
Yeah. And what I like is that in the... There's like the pre-shot like computer CGI footage of like the elephant running up, right? But then there is like a hit and you see like tusks and a trunk
hit
the...
Yeah, the elephant zord headbutts the wild megazord.
Yeah.
Like for real. It's not like a weird... Season 2 cut to make it look like he did.
And then we cut to Shayla for 1 second just looking at the pool worried, and then it's so like they forgot to cut it out. It's so weird.
It's not even like a concise shot of her. It's just like, oops, a little bit of Shayla got in.
It's like boop boop, and it's like an Easter egg. Like, we put one frame of Shayla in here somewhere. Did you notice?
Yes, we did.
Like, yeah, it was kind of distracting. If she would have, like, I don't know, touched her necklace or, like, held on her for, like, a second.
Has she had that necklace on the whole time?
I think so, but I don't remember.
I mean, they just started focusing on it in this episode, but that is definitely the shape of a bat.
It's very much a bat. It's very much a Dracula necklace. It also looks a little evil.
Yeah.
The plot thicks. And I hope we find out more soon.
What if Shayla, this whole goody good act that she does that drives me crazy, is fake?
I thought the same thing. Or if it's a, like, she used to be an org, but then was like, right. No, we're killing the planet. I need to like help protect it. And then became good. And so she's like trying to be good and like overdoing it.
No, that could be.
I'm very interested in Shayla's history, and we get a little flashback and that's it.
Yeah, it would make a lot more sense if she was evil for that one time where the Power Rangers were getting murdered and she was dancing on a clifftop.
She was trying to wake up the soul bird. It's kind of but it also makes sense for it would like cut back to that like refer back to when that like thing we said about when Master Org's like, say what the elephants say, and she's like, I don't know, I can't hear it, only the pure of heart can hear it,
right?
And it like, you know, it would have like harkened back to that and be like, no, I'm not, I'm also a monster.
I have this like nice dress and I'm like pretty, but I'm just mud. There's just mud inside my skin.
It's just mud and thumbtacks, and that's it. Speaking of thumbtacks, AEW All Out was on Saturday. It was awesome.
I saw some stuff about it.
There was a garbage match between Darby Allin, who is the I Like Turtle Kids grown up. Like the I Like Turtles. That kid, yeah. That's all he looks like, and I cannot take him seriously for even one second. And Jimmy Havoc, who is like a very well-trained like British catch-as-catch-can wrestler who just likes doing garbage wrestling instead, which I really appreciate. And then Joey Janela, who is... like if a frat boy was very small and very gross. But they put thumbtacks in Jimmy Havoc's mouth and then gaff taped his mouth shut.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think the accident thumbtacks actually went in, but like the visual was good. The whole show was pretty good. It was a real good show. Chris Jericho's a champion.
I saw that.
Which makes a lot of sense if you're just starting a thing. You're going to want, like, an old face who's also a heel, so that way, like, your new pretty boy can have the chase once you're on TV.
Yeah.
So I think it works. Anyway, enough about thumbtacks and Jimmy Havoc, who I just have a new – I just like him a lot now. He's just, like – once they said, like, oh, he's actually trained by, like, Johnny Saint and a bunch of, like, classic British wrestlers, and he's really good at it, and he just doesn't like doing that. He'd rather staple something to your head. And I'm like, oh – I get that.
We all have those days.
We all got something like that, right? So anyway, the 1 second of Shayla, and then so that's what we were talking about before. And then whenever Zenaku brings his flute up to his mouth to play it, there's like a frame drop, as like it's like stylistic, but it just looks like Netflix is screwing up, and I don't particularly like it. I wish it would stop, and it does later.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you noticed it in this one.
I didn't notice it. I didn't know that was a thing that was happening.
I mean, if it happens again, now you won't be able to unsee it. It's just like, doot, 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 doot. Like the camera like comes in, but it's like 8 frames. And I'm like, no, don't do that, please.
See what you're trying to do, but you just don't have the technology to do it.
Yeah. You could just slow it down a little bit. I don't get why they did that. Then he calls the giraffe in. And the giraffe just hecks them right up. It just goes to town on them, wailing its neck around.
Yeah.
And then Predazord goes into spear mode, where the giraffe sword turns into the spear arm and hops on the Predazord. And they're like, they're using the spear of Pardolus. Oh, no. Which, it's weird that the spear of Pardolus has, like, a proper name, but nothing else does, right?
Right, because the elephant turns into a whip sword and shield, but those aren't like named after a warrior.
That's Elephant Zord. And like the Bear Brothers are like as close as it gets.
Yeah,
but then
and it's like the Pachyderm Crusher. Yeah. Or whatever.
But then like when the giraffe sword is specifically in a certain mode, it is the Spear of Pardolus. Who is Pardolus?
He's one of the ancient warriors.
Is he like the blue ancient ranger, I guess?
Maybe.
I guess that would make sense. Anyway. So they get, like, hookshotted and sent flying out of their Zords, and Zenaku's like, ah, my revenge is at hand. And then he takes the spear, and we get, like, the perspective shot where, like, they're very little, but the spear is very big. And it's, like, hovering right over the Rangers, and it looks like he's just gonna, like, poke them and, like, just murder them with this big spear. But then, suddenly, bananas... just that so many bananas start flying in.
It was so good. Because he points the spear at them and he's like, I'm going to stab all of you with this now. They're unmorphed too. They like fell out of everything.
Yeah.
And he lifts it up to like just really spike it down on him. Just a million bananas.
So many bananas. Swarm him. It's so good. And then the Bear Brothers come do their spin attack and start yelling at him. And he's like, ah, frick, bananas and bears. I'm gonna leave now.
My only weakness is bananas and bears.
The two things he's allergic to.
Yeah, because he's got, well, his body is the alligator zord, right? An alligator man is weak to the banana buster that you get from Ape Man.
Yep. And then his arms are weak to bear spin or spin bear.
Yeah.
So before he leaves, Cole shouts, even without the crystals, our zords are connected to us and our hearts.
But and you have those crystals.
You do still have those crystals, Cole. You still have those.
And of course he scream shouts this at Senaku.
And it's like at a weird angle. So like, I don't know. It looks kind of funny the way he's yelling because his face is up and it's not like a flattering shot.
But we're like down a little bit.
Yeah. And like, I think what he's getting at is that like, even though you have some of our Zords, like we are connected to them because see how we didn't call them, but they still came to help us. So like, if we just believe in our hearts and our jellies enough, then maybe our Dark Zord, the new Dark Zords will come over too. And like that I like. But what he said was, even though we don't have the crystals of the things we have the crystals for, they still do the things that we say when we say to do them.
Or even if we don't say to do them.
Yeah. So we go to commercial. We come back. Shayla is looking at Zenaku in the pool, and she like touches her big necklace. This is the first time we're making a big deal of it. So I don't know if she's had it this whole time. I assume maybe.
I feel like she has, because I would notice, I think, like if there was a new giant accoutrement.
Yeah. Know? It just like it blends in, but it definitely looks like a bat and evil.
She's like, probably also been like holding her hand up to it the whole time. I just never realized, because we never like zoomed in on it. I just never realized it was definitely the shape of a bat with little feeties and everything.
Yeah, it's got little tootsies, it's got wings, it's got a big gem in the middle. It's an evil bat necklace.
It's a gold bat.
It's just a gold bat. It's a screaming gold bat. So she goes to leave, and Taylor stops her and is like, Shayla, where are you going? And she's like, I'm gonna go to where you found Zenaku, because I have a weird feeling and maybe going there will help.
I'm gonna go where you met Zenaku because he makes me feel things and I want to go because I just want to go explore that
because yeah, I'm glad we're getting a little bit back to the porniness of the season, because it's definitely, she's like a, like, I'm a little turned on by Zenaku and I just want to see what he's up to kind of thing. And so Taylor's like, well, I'm going with you. So we cut to Zenaku somewhere, who says that his powers are determined by the phases of the moon, which is cool. And it's a crescent moon right now, so he's got to be jacked as hell because all of his attacks are crescent attacks.
Amped up, because his symbol is a crescent moon.
Yeah, even though werewolves historically and when he came out are only... Maybe he's the weakest right now because it's a crescent moon, and that's why he didn't just nuke the Rangers.
Maybe. Maybe when they finally defeat him, they're going to have to do it during an eclipse or something, like a lunar eclipse.
That would be so dope. That would be radical. So he hears something screaming in a graveyard. He's like, that sounds like an orc who also wants revenge or something.
I laughed at him because we're going to get a couple. This is one new piece of evidence. We're gonna get another one in a little bit, that this is, he's got to be an inspiration for Shadow the Hedgehog.
So he goes, because
he's so one note about revenge.
He loves a revenge, can't get enough of it, except he hasn't gotten any of it yet, and that makes him mad. He's just pissed mad at no revenge.
And then he's like, I hear another orc crying out for revenge. And it's like, buddy, come on.
You don't know. That orc might just be stuck under something. So he goes to this graveyard, and there's like this like big tomb thing, and there's like a spirit tag on it. I know them primarily in reference to Sailor Moon or Zelda. I know that like you throw these on like demons or things or whatever, and like it either seals it or cleanses it or does something like that. And so he rips the tag off, and the tomb bursts open, and a hand comes out. And then we cut to Taylor and Shayla the next morning, and they are at the tomb.
It took them so long to just magically warp down there.
Yeah. So the other – was it last episode where Danny had to bike back?
I think so, yeah.
But like from the college. We've only seen them travel by magic, so couldn't he be like, hey –
In Danny's case, anyway, I think it could be like he needed to get out of college where 1,000 people were looking at him.
Maybe that makes sense.
So he could teleport back. But they were on the Animarium in the dead of night, and now they're in the woods at high noon.
Like, they have to teleport down anyway. Why not teleport down where you want to be? So they're there. They're at where the tomb where Zenaku first came from is. And we hear some revving.
It's really weird because there's this open casket and a bunch of shattered, like, smashed rocks on the ground.
Yeah.
And Shayla, like, goes up and puts her hand on it. And she's like, something doesn't seem right here. So, well, yeah. No.
Yeah, Taylor, you were there when he came out, right? Like, weren't they all there?
Well, Shayla was she was on the Animarium. But still, like, she probably watched it.
Yeah. In her little squirt pool. She probably saw the whole thing.
I don't know. It's just like, well, yeah, an open casket surrounded by rubble is probably a sign of something bad.
Surrounded by rubble and broken chains and mirrors, and like, you know that a werewolf came out of it? Yeah, something bad happened, Shayla.
Can't put my finger on it, but something here is amiss.
So they hear some revving, and up comes Moto Man. He's a motorcycle. And turns out Taylor knows him. She's like, hey, you're that org I put away. And he's like, yeah, but now I'm back and I'm wicked powerful. I'm 750 cc's. I'm ready to take Mario Kart any track.
That's a lot of cc's. Mario Kart only goes up to 200 cc's.
Okay, 200 is very fast in Mario Kart. If there was a 750 cc, I don't think I would be able to comprehend what was happening.
No, then you're playing – I think you're just playing Extreme G at that point.
Yeah, you're playing like a rhythm game more than anything. So,
yeah, because he says, like, back then I was just a little scooter.
I was a little Vespa.
But now
back when I was a Vespa man.
Now I'm a Kawasaki ninja.
Yeah.
And I'm here to whoop your butt.
And I'm going to run over your ass. So Taylor just starts fighting him. And he is very powerful because he beats Taylor up.
But he's also very stupid in that, like, he'll say something. He'll be like, oh, I'm super fast and powerful now. And then he'll be like, vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah, or when he, like, revs up, he has handlebars coming out of, like, where his ears are, and he, like, will rev them and then, like, do, like, a little run back and forth. But, like, it's as fast as I would do it. It's not very impressive.
They don't even speed up the footage. He just looks like an idiot.
He just looks like a little kid. He's like, I'm a motorcycle.
And the back of his head is a whole motorcycle.
His head is a whole motorcycle, and I do like that we do get a flashback later and see him as a little scooter, and he's, like, little.
Yeah. He has a manageable head back then.
Yeah. So Taylor gets, like, beat up because he's very powerful now, and Zenaku just pops in and grabs Shayla and sees her necklace, and he's like, you're coming with me. And Taylor's like, no, and goes to, like, stomp Zenaku, but then gets nuked by Moto Man, and Moto Man's about to kill Taylor, and Zenaku's like, hey, hold on, don't. And he literally says, why don't I just finish her off right now? And Zenaku's like, you can't rush revenge.
Get out
revenge
of town.
Is a dish best served piss.
Best served slow. You gotta cook it at 200 for 12 hours.
You gotta put it in a slow cooker on low for 15 hours. If you want the revenge, you can cut it with the back of a spoon, this revenge.
The revenge just falls off the bone.
Oh, it's delicious. It's like a meat marshmallow, this revenge.
And then you bury the bone in the backyard because I am a dog. Because
I'm a doggy. And then I'm going to dig it up later and be surprised. So Taylor, they leave. And Taylor, teleport away. And Taylor, like, crawls over to the tomb and takes her cell phone out and calls Cole. And we cut from there to the shed hideout of Zenaku.
It's so bizarre.
It's like my dad's shed, for real.
He brings her to just a shed in his backyard. And she's just sitting on a stool in the corner. She's
next to a toolbox.
And she's got, there's just like spray paint behind her on a shelf. And she's just sitting there. She's not bound. Her hands aren't tied or anything. She's just sitting there. She's perfectly fine. Zenoku is pacing about revenge or whatever.
Yeah. And also, when we come into the shed, Moto Man is like plugged into car batteries. Like, I love getting juiced up. And then he does his little like vroom vroom little run back and forth. And I'm like, that's nothing. You don't look impressive. Get out of the shed. It's embarrassing me.
I mean, I guess they're here so he can juice up on old car batteries.
But where do the orgs have a shed for juicing up?
Maybe he just killed somebody and used their shed.
I guess, because it's literally a shed. There's like tools on the wall and junk.
You remember in season one when like Rangers were kidnapped and they were hogtied to an obelisk and they were like, and there was like all this like mystical energy that was like, but no, she's just in a shed.
She's in a shed. Like, Goldar definitely trapped Tommy or Jason in the Demon Face space cage for like 100 episodes. And like, they had to like rescue him by using science and magic forks and stuff. And like, nah, Shayla, a magician from a magic princess from 3,000 years ago, she in a shed. She's just in Daryl's shed. What?
Oh, God.
This, it's so weird.
Zenoku, I don't know what he says to her.
He asks about the necklace.
He asks about the necklace again, but we get this like slow pan from the necklace up to her face, and she's definitely making some bedroom eyes at Zenoku.
Oh, she hungry like the wolf. She definitely would like to, I don't know. I don't know any way I can spin this that I do not have to bleep an entire sentence.
She wants to ride the wolf.
She just wants to.
That's it. She wants to fuck Zenoku.
She's a monster fucker, and she wants to fuck a werewolf.
Is this when we get the flashback?
Yes, because she's like, this necklace is someone special gave this to me, and I wear it to remember them, or something like that.
And we go to the flashback, and it's these black leather hands. I wonder who they could belong to, putting the necklace around her neck.
I'm looking at my notes. It's actually in a second, but we might as well talk about it now because we just cut back and see this scene again, right?
Yeah.
So the flashback is someone wearing the like ancient guardian outfit, but then like big leather gloves.
Yeah, big black leather gloves. And we get like a far shot, so we don't see the person, but you can tell even from far away that they are very hairy.
they have
like Wolverine hair.
They got like a late 90s, early 2000s Wolverine heartthrob kind of combo hair. I was expecting it to pan up and show Zenaku's face. Just like a big werewolf. Like,
well, Zenoku has a mask on over his wolf face. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Yeah,
because and a wolf mask?
Because whenever they're close up to his face, you can see, like, through the eye holes that there's fur underneath it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So he definitely has this, like, black plastic mask on. He is kind of like, if they did a Psycho Rangers for this season, I think they would be more animalistic he is.
Oh, that would be radical.
So he's like a Psycho Ranger.
Oh, that would be very cool.
But this is when I was like, okay, assuming that is Zenoku, and I think that's a safe bet. I think that's like,
yeah,
that's like 2-1 odds at this point.
At this point, yeah.
If he is Shadow the Hedgehog, Shayla is Maria.
For sure, 100%.
And it's exactly the same.
Yeah. So we cut to Taylor, and the rest, like the others get to Taylor, and she's like beat up and like, she's like standing up. She's like, what happened? Everyone's like, what happened? And she's like, like on my first mission as a Power Ranger, I choked, and we get a flashback of her fighting Scooter Man at the time. Moto Man used to be Scooter Man,
right?
And she like was afraid and like couldn't really, because it's like her first assignment. She doesn't know exactly what to do yet.
She's never been face to face with a real monster before.
Yeah, and so she like froze, and she's like, I couldn't defeat it. So Shayla used her magic to seal him away And now he's back and way more powerful. And, you know, they took Shayla. And they're like, we're going to get her back. It's going to be fine.
Shayla can seal away an org with her powers.
Yes.
But if she does that, they just grow exponentially stronger the longer that they're sealed.
I guess. Is kind I don't of know is how that works. Seems
to work. Because we haven't, I mean, they've killed every other org that they've come across. So we haven't really seen if they get more powerful. But I really like that as like a double edged, like, that's why I don't just seal them all. That's why you have to destroy them.
Right. Like, I could seal them all, but then, like, someone's going to come rip a tag off.
Right.
And we're going to, you know, we're going to be screwed. It also kind of points to, like, maybe Shayla was an org. If her power, she can seal orgs, but they do get more powerful over time.
Maybe.
Maybe there's something going on
maybe
there.
Maybe she's been the master org the whole time.
Maybe. Oh, can you imagine?
I can.
If we get a flashback and she's like, turns out actually I was master org, and when the princess went to get sealed in the Animarium, I just straight up took over her body because I wanted to stop being a master org. But I left some seeds on accident, and then some doofus in 1998, I guess it would be 2001 if Cole is a one-year-old baby, or right. Earlier than that.
1998 if he is five.
If he's five or so. And he ate my evil seeds. Don't like that sentence. And then he turned into Master Org. Dang, I wish that was true. I know it's not going to be.
I also wish that they could have come up with some way to start this season from the beginning, because I really like I really like the idea of Taylor just being the only ranger for a little bit and like just seeing her like grow into it.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a much better show. It also would be a much better like Eagle Rider, you know, with Eagle Force, which, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned on the show, but Elliot did like a poster of Eagle Force.
Yeah, it's very good.
And it was radical. So at Elliot BK Lang, go check that out. He also did like a little comic of them like having a movie night and be like, oh, I had a bad dream where I dreamt Wild Force. I have seriously considered writing some fan fiction about Eagle Force. I just don't have the time. So, you know, if it happens, I'll let you all know. Anyway, so we cut to, come back to Zeniku, and he's like, I've seen that necklace. And then we get the flashback. And then he has like some sort of fit when he comes out. He's like, ah, and he's like holding his head and leaning over stuff, and he's like growling and stuff. And Shayla goes up to him and is like, are you okay? And like checks on him, which is like a cool move from Shayla.
Yeah.
She's just a good person.
But her heart isn't pure.
Exactly. Because she used to be Master Org. So it knows, but you can still be good even if your heart's not pure. That doesn't, you know.
And there's also, I don't think I mentioned this before, and I meant to when I was talking about her being Maria. there's a stark contrast that you can really tell now of him being in all black and her being in all white.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely – these two have some kind of a relationship, whether or not it was a romantic thing or maybe they're siblings somehow.
I don't know.
They're two sides to the same coin in some way.
Man, Wild Force is actually good. Why'd they start it with some bad ones?
I don't know.
Seems like a weird call, but I like that they're getting into the stuff. And like, I mean, I guess this makes sense because it's like more Sentai focused. Like, it's more of an adaptation than a like, or more of a translation than an adaptation. So like, I'm sure a lot of this stuff happened in the Sentai, and we're like getting it over here, and it's kind of the first time that that's really happened this faithfully.
Yeah,
and I like that about it. So that's pretty cool. So before anything can happen, Moto Man comes in and is like, hey, Rangers are here. So they go outside, and Taylor sees Moto Man, and they start fighting because she's like, hey, I got a bone to pick with you. I'm going to kick your ass for real this time. And so they start fighting, and the Rangers go to help her, but Zeniku stops them, and he's like, no, this is a fight between two people. Like, yeah, you gotta, like, this is personal. You got to let it happen.
That's a personal grudge.
You got to fight me.
It is outside of my code of honor to let you help her fight him.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
like,
because he's got – it gives him a code of honor, but also like still has that evil twist of like, no, you can't help your friend because this is a –
yeah.
That's her grudge, not yours.
It's her fight. You got to let her do it, which I like. So then they start fighting. We cut to Toxica and Jindrax hiding behind some boxes, and they're like, we should help Zeniku, right? And Jindrax is like, yeah, it's the right thing to do. And they take a step up, and then they stop, and they go, nah, and then just leave and teleport away.
Why? Why is that there?
I don't know, but I love it. I love these two. I love they're like, we should help him. He is a though, right? Yeah, yeah,
he,
that guy.
He definitely was mean to me in the woods earlier, so I don't think I'm going to do it.
I was trying to hop up on his probably weird werewolf, and he would not let me in the Power Rangers room. So fuck all of them.
I hope they all kill each other.
Yeah. Taylor's got some new sick moves. She does like a couple like of those things where she does like a flip and like kicks off a couple different things, flips her wings out, pulls out her golden eagle sword, slashes him. We cut back to the Rangers fighting Zenaku. He does like a crescent slash, or he's about to, because they're all like down. And then Shayla steps in the way. He's like about to like finish them off. And she steps in the way and she's like, if you've got to kill them, you got to kill me first. And it's like, damn, Shayla.
Yeah.
Where's this Shayla been?
So Zenaku's like, and he pulls his crescent blade back, but then he's like, that damn necklace.
And he has like some flashbacks and he like, that gives Cole enough time to cut away and not see what Cole does. Cole like gets up.
He gets his lion punchers out and like jumps at Zenaku, but then it cuts. Cause he punches Zenaku in the chest. Like, and it's a close up and we see Zenaku kind of fly out of the frame and then it cuts to Moto Man hitting the ground.
Right. And then so Taylor does a soaring slash, which is just her cool fancy weapon specific attack. I wish that she would put her like a bear crystal in her dagger and do like a fire and ice kind of attacks. That would be pretty rad. So then the other Rangers join her. So we don't see what happens to Zenaku. I guess they just punched him down and like left to go help her. So they join her. They do a salad slash. And he doesn't grow because Toxic Gungeon left. And yep. Zenaku's like, I'm just going to call my Predazord again. So he does that. Then they called Kongazord. And there is a he's like Crescent Blast or whatever the heck his thing is. And they do Bear Blast. And so it is the Gator Beam versus the Bear Blast. And it's doing that like Harry Potter fight back and forth
right
thing, which I really love, and I'm glad Harry Potter stole it from Power Rangers Wild Force, because this definitely aired before then. That,
it's also definitely a Dragon Ball thing, right? Two big energy blasts colliding in the center.
I wouldn't know, but that seems right. That seems like a thing they would do, is just like shoot big lasers at each other until one of them pushes back.
It goes back and forth, and then it like pops in the middle and takes both of them out. I really liked that, like, neither of them was more powerful than the other.
Yeah, and then, so they're all out of their Zords now, because they got blasted out, but so did Zenaku, and Shayla is just there all of a sudden. And Zenaku's like, you're coming with me, I got some questions about that necklace. And and then Taylor jumps up and starts fighting Zenaku, and they don't actually fight, they do, like, circle each other. And this is a really weird shot, and I have to, like, guess at what happened, because they, like, circle each other, and then all of a sudden Taylor gets shot. So I have to assume it's some sort of standoff, and he quick drawed on her. Yeah. But we didn't actually see that.
It definitely had, like, Pistols at Noon vibes.
Yeah, but it's just a, like, all of a sudden she got shot and then demorphed and hit the ground.
I thought, because we don't see any, we see, like, a, it's not even an over-the-shoulder, it's, like, from the hip shot of Zenaku's right side. We see something hit Taylor, and I thought he just like
quick drawed on her or
just,
something.
Like, yeah, totally just like blew her up with magic, but he probably just shot something from the other side.
Yeah, but it's just weird that we didn't see it. I also thought somebody else was going to pop in. I thought like, you know, Tosuka was going to be like, hey, you owe me one, and then like leave. But no, it just, I guess Zenaku just shot her.
She just blew up. He was too powerful. He's the ultimate life form after all.
You're right. He has all the Chaos Emeralds.
Chaos Control.
Oh, if he could Chaos Control, he'd be even harder to beat. I mean, he basically is collecting all the Chaos Emeralds, but the Chaos Emeralds are animals in bounty balls.
He used Chaos Control to freeze time, went over and punched Taylor, and then unfroze time, and she blew up.
Yeah, and then he came back in the same spot, so it looked like nothing happened.
Yeah.
But both of her bear crystals fall out and like bounce over to him, and he's like, most Rangers only lose one. You lose two. You really suck, huh? And she does like a big no, and I think we go to commercial and come back. And when we come back, Shayla is there still, and we get like a, like, she kind of like looks.
Well, I don't think we went to commercial because he froze the crystals and the bears disappeared in a puff of black smoke.
You're right. So then we cut over to Shayla, and she like looks at him, and we get like a close up of like his chest or something, and it's bleeding.
It's his left hand, and blood. Yes. Blood drips, it like runs down his weird leather gauntlet and drips out between like his thumb and index finger onto the ground. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first instance of blood in Power Rangers?
It's red blood. I don't think it's the first instance. I think they're...
Outside of like a cut or a scrape.
Right. I think, you know what, this might actually be the first time blood has dripped on Power Rangers. Yeah. I know in the Turbo movie... Cat's leg is like straight up bleeding.
That's true.
But I don't know if there's any. I feel like there's one other time where we're like, whoa, that's like real blood. But I don't remember when that was. But yeah, it like it drips onto the ground and it's red like blood and it's blood like blood and it's real weird. But he's like, I'm going to let you live in your failures and I'm going to go because I won. And then he
also
leaves.
Like I'm bleeding and this whole suit is I'm just swimming in blood in here.
It's just blood and sweat and it's real nasty and it smells bad. It smells so bad in here. And so he leaves and Taylor is extremely mad at herself. And unlike when Max was mad at himself and then like 1 second into him being mad, they were like, hey, never give up. He's like, you're right. Okay. I'll be mad, but quietly. Taylor gets this like whole big, like speech about like how she says like, I'm weak and I don't deserve to be a Power Ranger. And the Bear Zords trusted me to protect them. And I failed them just like I failed you. And they don't say anything.
Yeah.
Like Cole's like, hey, Taylor, don't worry.
Well, yeah, because Shayla like puts her hand on her shoulder and is like, no, sweetie. But like can't say anything more than that.
And like and Cole, because like every other time they're like, we'll get him back. We'll get our Zords back. But Cole's just like, hey, Taylor.
He does say that.
Like, oh, he does say we'll get him back?
Yeah, because he gets down. He's like, hey, yeah, it's going to be OK. And then like very faintly, he's like, we're going to get them all back. But he says it. He doesn't say it confidently.
Because at this point, they've lost for like 4 times in a row. Yeah. Like 4 episodes in a row.
And I feel like they're going to lose one more because Cole still has the gorilla.
Yeah. We kind of like get a shot of as this is happening, like to the left. Shayla like looks into the distance and touches her necklace. And then the episode ends.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, I started. What is the best?
I think the blood was my favorite.
because
it's showing he talks about like the phases of the moon like dictate my power and whatever, but it's showing that like he's not invincible. He's just like super tough, and like they are damaging him. If it bleeds, we can kill it,
right? And, like, maybe it also points to, like, he's got red blood like humans. Yeah. Maybe, they're, you know, he was human and that's what the curse was. He was cursed to be a werewolf.
Like, I mean, that's definitely what they have been implying this whole time.
It definitely seems like it, for sure.
He did not start out this way.
No, it started out like we put a werewolf in a box and that's why he's mad. Because we created this dog for too long and he's super mad about
it. For 3,000 years at least.
I'm going to say my best is... the Taylor flashback and like the like explanation of like my first mission I did bad and like we had to use a different way to defeat it that didn't defeat it and now we're dealing with that now because I just like there was a whole year of Power Rangers Wild Force before Power Rangers Wild Force.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah,
and we only get to see it in like quick snippets.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So what's the worst?
I think the worst is I was going to say the shed that they bring Shayla to.
Shed's pretty bad.
But I'm going to take it a little bit further and I'm going to say that how stupid Moto Man is kind of the worst.
I also am going to say cuz like Moto Man has like he's in this weird position where he's the first bad guy chronologically that they ever fought, and it was only Taylor, and now he's back and like wicked jacked up on evil juice or something, and he's still like, ha ha, vroom vroom, he's like a little kid pretending to be a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like,
come on.
Like, that's fine, if you're a little kid pretending to be a motorcycle. When you're a big monster, I shouldn't think, oh, there's a little kid in there pretending to be a motorcycle.
Whenever he's running, at least speed up the footage. Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, he just looks like a fool.
He looks like a fool with his pants on the ground. Who's the MVP?
Shayla.
I also am going to say Shayla.
Because she jumped in front of a Duke org and was like, if you want to kill them, you have to kill me.
You got to kill me. When she goes up to Zenaku after he's like has some sort of like fit, I don't know what to call it, it's like an aneurysm but not, you know, like he's just like holding his head, he's like ah, when she goes up, she's like, are you okay? Like, it's genuine, like,
yeah,
you know, I don't want it, like, even though I want to defeat you, I don't want to see people suffer is kind of the vibe I get from it,
right?
And I just like that, like, good job Shayla, MVP. Now we gotta rank it.
I think it's still good. I'm not tired of the Zenaku formula yet.
But, yeah, I but feel like I can, there's maybe two more episodes tops. Yeah, to Hops,
I can
though.
See that fire at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. So my line for good is Lionheart. Like, that's the first episode. Everything that, below that, like,
that's
is, like...
so far down.
getting... It's very far down, right? Imagine... Remember this first... The first time we were like, hey, I hope we don't just list them in order and just keeps getting worse. Well, no. So, like, my line for good is Lionheart, because right above that is Ancient Awakening, which is when...
Not the elephant?
That's the elephant sword, yeah. Mm. And then above that is Curse of the Wolf, which is the first Zenaku episode.
Soul Searching is when they went in the woods looking for the bird, right?
Yeah, and then Soulbird Salvation is when they got the Soulbird egg, which is a couple up from that.
Well, let's think... I'm thinking between Soul Searching... and Wishes on the Water. Maybe above Wishes on the Water, but I don't think above Predazord Awaken.
I don't think it's better than Predazord Awaken for sure. I'm trying to weigh how dope Boatman or Shipman was.
Yeah, because I mean, at this point, this episode was still good, but we are talking about how the formula is exhausting.
Yeah. I think maybe below Wishes on the Water, above Soul Searching. Okay. I think that fits. Because here's the thing about Shipman. He killed a bunch of nutties. And fought Power Rangers at the same time, because he just hated everybody.
Yeah.
And that was dope.
And also, he was a big ship with an anchor weapon. So sign me up.
Yeah. And that's he had the like best a shield that was the wheel.
Yeah, he ruled. He was so good.
Awesome.
Wish they could have sealed him away so he could come back more powerful.
Right? Oh, can you imagine?
Yes, I can, and it's lovely.
All right, so coming in at number 6... The Revenge of Zenaku, as Olmec would say it. And that's going to do it for us for today. I just dropped my phone. This episode might be the only one this week. If my math is correct, I will be flying out on Wednesday, and I will be basically out of editing commission for like 2 weeks. So there's going to be this one, and then next week there'll be an episode, and then maybe the week after that there won't. I'm still trying to figure out the timeline, how I'm going to get these episodes out all at once. So,
well,
there might be a couple cram days.
If we got to miss a week, we got to miss a week.
Because I'm, like I said, I'm flying home to New Hampshire and then driving back down, and we're stopping in 5 different places. We're stopping in right. 2 different Kentuckys and then several other places. Middle and like slightly south left Kentucky.
We're south. We're slightly south left. That's pretty much right.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm gonna be driving, and there's no internet and or power outlets in a car, and so I won't be able to edit. Also, I get car sick if I read stuff, so I'll probably throw up looking at the screen. I don't want to do that. One episode, there might be a skip week somewhere, but as soon as I get back, we'll be back on schedule. What was the next episode called?
Identity Crisis. What? That's not it.
Crisis?
Identity.
This is the most crisis of all the identities.
It's just a regular identity crisis.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get some info about Zenaku that isn't the same stuff we've been getting, but like one more thing. Maybe it'll come to a head soon. That will be on Monday, but until then,
may the power protect you. said times again. It's just the thing.
Just how it's going to go?
This is how it's going to be. Every, like, fifth time, I'm going to say times.